It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. David is away today. One of my favorite things to do is go into my kitchen and get a good recipe online or just kind of play around and make like a fun face mask or some sort of hair mask. And there's so many great things that we have in our house that we can actually put on our face, put in our hair, and have a super good time. So I'm really excited to have Lily Diamond. She's a writer, photographer, and proponent of wildness in the kitchen. She lives in Los Angeles, and her first book, Kale and Caramel, Recipes for Body, Heart, and Table, is out now. The New York Times named Kale and Caramel one of the best cookbooks of spring 2017, and The Independent called it one of the top vegetarian cookbooks of the year. Lily, that is so fantastic. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm so happy to be with you today.
Now, I'm so happy to have you. I say caramel. Some people say caramel. What do you say?
Oh my gosh, I get this question all the time. I say whatever makes you feel delicious, say that.
No, I want to know, because I actually, caramel is more sensuous than caramel. Caramel. But
I say caramel.
I should have said caramel.
No, not at all. I think in part it's a regional dialect thing, and it depends on what part of the country you're from and what you grew up saying. So I believe in it all.
Well, I think it's great. How did you come up with that title?
You know, it's funny. I woke up today and had a little email in my inbox congratulating me or wishing Kale and Caramel a happy sixth birthday. So today is officially the sixth birthday of the Kale and Caramel blog, which I started back in 2012. I did not blog at all back then. I didn't read blogs. I didn't know anything about the whole blogosphere. And some friends really requested that I start a blog. They wanted a place where they could read both my writing, but also recreate the recipes that I made us at dinner parties. And I just thought, you know, this is crazy. First of all, I don't use recipes. I'm really intuitive when it comes to cooking in the kitchen, and I love tasting along the way as I go and making things up. And to me, you know, you mentioned being a proponent of wildness in the kitchen, and so much of that for me is really encouraging people to experiment. And just like you were saying at the beginning, you know, when you walk into your kitchen and kind of find your own way, and maybe you have a recipe, but also maybe you are just foraging for what you have in the fridge and figuring out what you can make for both your body and, you know, your skin by just seeing what's in the fridge. So Kale and Caramel, when I had to pick a name, came from my desire to be both healthful, but also have a whimsical, playful, and more indulgent side.
Oh, see, that's awesome. All right, let's jump into this. What do you like to use? I know honey is one of the things that you like to do. And tell us what you do with it for beauty.
Yes, absolutely. I have been using honey to wash my face for about 10 years now, and it just completely transformed my skincare routine. I grew up with a mother who was an aromatherapist and an herbologist. My mom, I grew up in Hawaii, and my mom made most of the products for the spas and resorts that were in the island. And yeah, and so I grew up watching my mom concoct all kinds of, you know, beautiful oils and body scrubs and bath powders and all kinds of delicious body care treatments. And so, I very early learned to like run outside and kind of crush up hibiscus leaves, and you know, they create a beautiful conditioning treatment that you can put in your skin. But anyway, so I had already, you know, I already had an inclination towards making my own skincare products, and I would use oil on my skin for moisturizer. But I was still looking for cleansers in a more traditional arena, and then was advised by an esthetician who I went to see to try cleansing my skin with honey. And I started using a raw honey that had a little bit of viscosity to it. So it had a bit of exfoliating power as well. And it just totally changed the way that I approached my skincare. It simplified my routine so much, and it saved me a ton of money.
Wow. Well, walk us through your routine. Because when you say you watch, so you just put the honey on your face. Watch, I'm going to let you describe it.
Yep, absolutely. So I keep a beautiful little jar of honey by my sink. I have a glass jar that I, you know, regularly refill with honey as I go through it. And I take out about half teaspoon to a teaspoonful. I wet my face with warm water. And then using the honey the same way that you would use a facial cleanser, I rub it on my skin, and then I wash it off, again, the same way that you would use or wash off a facial cleanser. And after that, because the honey itself doesn't disrupt the skin's acid mantle, which is the acid mantle is what protects the skin from infection. It maintains the skin's natural pH. Harsh cleansers and their surfactants often will disrupt the skin's acid mantle, which leaves it really open and susceptible to all kinds of infection, to acne, to breakouts. The honey doesn't do that. It cleanses and has natural antibacterial properties. It's been used for centuries to treat wounds, to help heal. It has antimicrobial properties. And, you know, if you look at into even some of the ancient, like, mummies' tombs that were unearthed in Egypt, they're, you know, millennia-old little jars of honey that are still intact.
Oh, wow.
So it has these natural anti-aging properties, which are amazing. So I don't necessarily use a toner. All of that is to jump into talking about toner, which is, after I finish washing, because the pH of my skin hasn't been messed with, I don't necessarily use a toner. Sometimes I'll give myself a little spritz with a floral water, like a rose water, an orange blossom water. I really love those. But that's not necessary. That to me feels more like something, you know, that just if I'm in the mood and I'm feeling kind of whimsical and I want that, I'll do it. And then I moisturize with a moisturizing oil that is usually some blend of a sweet almond oil, a sesame oil, sometimes some essential oils of my choice. And there are recipes for all of these in my book.
Oh, wonderful. Now, I'm curious about the type of honey. What type? Because assuming the honey you get in that bear, even though the bear's cute, it's kind of a cheaper honey. Do we need to go for like the high end stuff, like the Manuka, or what do you recommend?
I do not use any super fancy honey. I do use a raw, unfiltered honey, and
so
there's a kind that you can get at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's. It's about $5.99 for a little jar.
Really?
And it'll last you forever. You want to look for the really thick, unfiltered kind of honey, and that'll get you what you're looking for in terms of texture.
Wow. Now, what about for acneic skin? Is it still okay? Or do you know anyone who's used it and had improvement, or on rosacea or any other skin issues?
I've had some incredible results from readers who have experimented with, you know, hormonal acne, some with, just red bumps and rosacea, and really had great results with it. But that said, I'm not a dermatologist. If someone's having challenges, I always recommend that they see their dermatologist.
You know, Lily, the time goes by way too quickly. I definitely want to have you back. Tell us all the ways we can find you on social media.
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lily Diamond, my name, and on the internet everywhere at kaleandcaramel.com.
Wonderful. I want to thank you so much for listening. Everybody, get some honey, wash your face with it. I'm excited to try it, and have a great day. Thanks for listening.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.